The next area I want to share with you is one that we hear so much in our office. And it'll kind of put together this theme and the theme of little faith. This is in Mark 4, 35 through 41. Jesus, the same day, when evening came, he said to the disciples, "Let us pass over to the other side." And when they entered the ship, there arose a great storm of wind and waves beat into the ship, so the ship was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. They awaked him and said to him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" He arose, and he rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have, here, no faith or little faith?" And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, "What manner of sea obey him?" They were stunned at what they saw. Now, there were two acts that Jesus did. He rebuked, first of all, the wind and the sea, and then he said, "Peace, be still," and there was a great calm. I've never been out in boats very much, but I do know something. The problem is not how much water the boat's in, it's how much water's in the boat. Now, many of the disciples of Jesus made their living on the Sea of Galilee fishing. And when they say the boat's in trouble, you can kind of believe them when they're saying, you know, "We tried to bail the water out, and we've done everything we can, but it's not going to happen. And so Jesus looked at him, he says, "Why do you have no faith?" And I thought of that passage a lot. How could he say that? You know, I mean, here, everything was going wrong. But then I read the first part where we started, verse 35. And it says, "The same day, when evening was come, he said to them, 'Not let's go out in the middle and sink. Let us pass over to the other side.'" Now that's a promise. God gives us many wonderful promises, but often we base those promises on circumstances. And what is interesting here is that the Lord's promise is the other side. And beloved, Jesus said when we received him as our Savior, he gave us eternal life, and we shall never, ever perish. And I can give you this promise that between here and the other side of life's journey, there may be a storm or two, but keep your eyes on the promise of God and not on the storms. We used to sing a song years ago in Sunday school, "With Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm." Now I want to camp on another verse here. They said to Jesus, "Master, don't you care that we perish?" How often do we find ourselves in that same situation? You know, we say, "Well, Lord, don't you care of what we're going through? Don't you see what's happening?" Well, years ago, I was going down to Guatemala to minister to Wycliffe Bible translators in Guatemala City. They have a big translation center there, and the translators come about once a month from the villages where they're translating the Bible in the different Mayan dialects. And they have all these computers and all this stuff that can help them to translate and then bounce their struggles off with each other. And before I flew down to speak to them, I was reading 1 Peter 5:7. I knew this verse. It's a very common verse. But this verse grabbed me in a way that I'd never been grabbed before. And I read that, casting all your care upon him, he careth for you. And I thought about that. And so I decided I'll look up the word in Greek and see what in the world it means. Well, it had a couple wonderful meanings. One, that we are a matter of his concern, or we're the object of his care. And I thought about that, and that thrilled me so much. So when I went down there and I shared at the beginning, I said, you know, God has been speaking to me and this meant so much to me. I shared that in the beginning, that God cares. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what's going on, God cares. And one of the translators came up to me and he said, Jim, you know what? He said, just before I came here, I was translating this verse 7 in the Mayan dialect of the people I work with. And how I translated it was this way. What concerns you concerns God. Beloved, don't pull the disciple thing and say, Lord, don't you care? What concerns you concerns God. And you can share your concerns with God. Just open your heart, because the Lord cares. Bless you.